it's Paula. You know what podcast I think you'll really like? Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of, well, everything.
He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore business, culture, news, and more. Like whether AI has a sense of humor and why using swear words might be more important than we think.
It's very fucking important. If you like this show, and I think you do, then you're sure to love Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what do all these funny people have in common? Cecily Strong, Jason Mantzoukas, Duncan Trussell, Paul Scheer, Scott Aukerman, Beth Stelling, Tom Papa, Lauren Lapkus, Louis Anderson, Lisa Gilroy, Paul F. Tompkins, and Sir Patrick Stewart. They've all played characters on the hit comedy podcast Mega, an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch. The next time you're in the mood for some laughs, great guests, out-of-this-world improv and cultural commentary, we're here for you, baby. Listen to Mega anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump. I'm here for the French President Trump weekly press conference. Let the questions begin.
Mr. President, over here.
Thank you, Auburn Jones, Bloomberg News. Mr. President, why would we award $276 million to Kodak, a bankrupt photo company, to develop pharmaceuticals?
Because the Pan Am turned it down. Next question.
Mr. President, Karen Van Carlson. Mr. President, the positivity rates are coming down in some states.
It's those fucking Democrats. They are so negative. I always like to be positive, Karen. Sometimes I sing a little song in my head. I'm going to win and stay out of jail for another 4 years. Why? Because Vlad tells me so. He loves me and he'll make me rich. And the whole Republican Party has been my bitch.
Ah, oh, it's a wonderful song, Mr. President. However, sir, I meant the rate of positive infections has been coming down.
Oh, no! Everyone should have a positive infection. You know, Karen, I am America's cheerleader. Come on, sing my positive song, Karen. Go ahead.
Oh, you're gonna win and stay out of jail for another 4 years. Why? Because Vlad tells you so. He loves you and he'll make you rich. And the whole Republican Party has been your bitch.
It has. It's been my bitch. That was fantastic, Karen. How do you feel?
Oh, so positive, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Has been my bitch. Next question.
Mr. President, over here.
Thank you. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, how is it possible that the United States, the richest nation in the world, could have one of the worst death rates from COVID-19 of any other country?
We don't, Emmett. We have one of the best rates. Look. Look at this chart. Look.
Mr. President, this is a bar graph of the percentages of deaths among white people infected with COVID-19. Well, that's not what we're talking about, Mr. President. Plus, it looks like you've covered the end of the bar in whiteout.
Here, let me show you another chart. See? We are doing very well.
Sir, this is a chart of malaria infections.
Oui, but under my administration, we are doing very well with malaria. Next question.
Thank you,
Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President, you've said that our relationship with China has changed because the virus started there and they should have been able to stop it. In fact, they didn't warn people in time. But didn't you do the same thing, sir, by calling it a hoax, by not warning the American people and taking immediate action, by encouraging people not to wear masks, by insisting on holding in-person rallies?
You are a terrible reporter! I don't know why ABC hired you, Tony, you fucking Yosemite!
You are going to win and stay out of jail for another 4 years. Why? Because Vlad tells you so. He loves me
and he'll make me rich, and the whole Republican Party has been my bitch. So, yes! Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes. Victoria Buckingham with Town and Country.
Yes.
Mr. President, how is the Chinese social media app TikTok a national security risk?
If Xi Jinping figures out who owns the dancing cats in the United States, communism will be coming in through our nation's flappy cat door to poop on the Oval Office rug before we know it. Next question.
Mr. President. Tisha Johnson here with BET News. Mr. President.
Teacher, you teach? You're Tisha. A teacher?
Yes, Mr. President. Tisha Johnson with BET News. You have said a number of times now that under a Biden presidency, people will not be safe. What are you basing that on?
That's right. Americans will not be safe with a Joe Biden presidency. Here, look. Look, Tasha, look at this chart. No, it's not that one. Wait, here it is. Look at that. See?
Sir, this appears to be a note written by a child.
Ah, of course it is. This is a note Ivanka wrote to moi when she was in the second grade. I carry it with moi. It says, Papa, can I have more? I don't have enough. Love, your Ivanka Banka.
Sir, my question was about safety under a Biden presidency.
Of course, the people will be very unsafe if Joe Biden is president. I know I will hurt as many people as I can if Biden is president, and I think I can count on the white supremacists to do the same. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, both Facebook and Twitter took down a dangerous piece of disinformation you posted saying that children are almost immune to the virus.
Wait, that is censorship. Social media censors very unfairly the conservative speech. Look at this chart. No, not that. That's a phone bill. No, that's my tax returns. I'm not showing that. Here it is. Here, look at this, Emmett.
Sir, this is just a piece of construction paper with lines drawn in Sharpie.
You don't understand it? Okay, here, let me show you. See this paper mache volcano? That represents a child, okay? I have a brain for this medical stuff. Doctors say to me, they say, how do you know this stuff? It's amazing. So, the volcano is the child. Now we put the baking powder into the child. That's the child's immune system. Now we pour in the vinegar, which is a virus. And what happens? It comes shooting out. See? This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Scavenge Avenue, a podcast.
podcast network.